2 Timothy chapter 3, we're going to read the first 7 verses together. We'll read this passage responsively. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts. And let's finish on verse 7. Ready? Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And let's pray. Father, thank you again for what you've done for us. You have been so good to us today. Lord, we had a full house this morning. We had someone join our church. We had someone saved today at the end of the invitation. God, you've just been good to us. And God, we need you again tonight. Holy Spirit of God, I pray that you'd help us. Focus our hearts, focus our minds. May we be attentive to all that you have for us, please. In Jesus' name, amen. And you may be seated. I announced this morning the title of my sermon called The Creeper. By the way, Brother Barnes, I got your text. He said there's some kind of game he plays or something or other, and I don't know. I didn't read it thoroughly enough to repeat it, but I guess the object is to beat the creeper. Amen. I haven't played it. I stay busy working, not playing. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers. No, anyway. But you knew that was coming back, didn't you? Our world is running out of time, just so you know. I really believe, and I know preachers have been saying this my whole life, I believe the Lord's coming back. Well, just so you know, he is. And I know it's closer than it was when I was a kid. The fact that we're still here proves it, amen? Each day is one day closer. By the way, the disciples were looking for it the moment Jesus went back, because the angel said, why stand you here gazing? This same Jesus shall so come in like manner. And he said, get out there and do what you're supposed to do. Now, we live in the last days. Now, I'm going to try to make a statement, and I don't want it overused, but guess what? Jesus has to come soon. He really does. Scripturally speaking, Jesus has to come soon. We live in a different world than what we lived in even just 20 years ago. We really do. The world has changed so much in the last 20 years. It's scary. Anybody in this room that's probably 40 years old or older knows exactly what I'm talking about. Those of you under 40 may understand, but those of you that are under 25 or 30 don't understand quite like those of us that are a little bit more seasoned. With the invention of computers, cell phones, internet, instant access to videos and to pictures, social networking, the world has changed. And by the way, let me say this, it has not changed for the good either. It really hasn't. I'm old enough to remember when you remember the old box cameras, you know, the ones with the little blue flash bulb on top, and you'd have to take enough pictures to get through the whole roll of film, and then hopefully you got the thing tight enough that it didn't overexpose your film, and you took it to the drugstore or the film place, dropped it off, and a week and a half, 2 weeks later, you went back to go get your pictures, and half of those you couldn't even see what you took, and you still had to pay for them. I remember that. Now, people don't burp without the picture being on the internet before the sound's over with, amen? I mean, people take pictures of everything. America used to be proud of her freedom. Now our government officials travel the world apologizing that we have freedom. I don't understand that. I really don't. It seems like we daily allow our elected officials to take more and more of our freedoms away. I'm not afraid to make the statement I'm about to make, and I make it out of respect and out of admiration for the Constitution of the United States of America. But Eric Holder needs fired today. He has no right to get up in front of the American people and saying that sodomites have the right to get married in all states, and it doesn't matter what the states say. That is against the Constitution of the United States of America, and somebody better hold our officials' feet to the fire. He got up yesterday and told the nation he doesn't care what the states say. He is going to accept it as legal and right no matter what the state says. Folks, we are allowing these crooks to do that. When the President of the United States can get up in his State of the Union address and say, I have a pen and I have a phone, I don't care what Congress says, I'll just write it out. It's time to put the feet to the fire. And if we're not careful, we're going to let these big shots, we give them so much power, listen to this, that now they're taking our freedoms away. We have people going into schools and public places to kill and to shoot people. Listen to this statement. Our politicians say we need to take the guns away from everybody. I contend that we ought to take Grand Theft Auto, Call of Duty, BioShock, Borderlands, XCOM, Battlefield, Assassin's Creed, video games away from everybody that train them to go kill people. It's okay to do it on a screen, but it's not okay to have a gun to defend yourself. What's wrong with this picture, America? The hottest selling games in America right now are the ones I just read. Every one of them involve killing people. You ask any military official, you ask any police officer, you ask anybody that's involved in that level, and they'll tell you the most dangerous people in the world that are the people that are trained on video games. I was down in Pigeon Forge, Gatlinburg last year. They have a new exhibit in Wonderworks. And in it, you actually are in a Humvee. You have all the gun turrets in there, everything else, and you have to take a bridge. It's the actual training video that we use to train our Iraqi soldiers. Now, they've cleaned it up and taken some of the blood and gore away. When you do hit the bad guy, he just falls over. It's not like what our guys see in real training, but it is the exact same video training. And I thought to myself, wow. We call this entertainment. We call it entertainment. Folks, that's not entertainment. That's training warriors. Some of you let your kids play these games. I just mentioned those. Let me mention it again. Grand Theft Auto. What right does a Christian, any person, have playing a game about stealing cars? Good night. My mom and dad wouldn't let us play with candy cigarettes because that was making fun of smoking. Amen. Now, they didn't know I bought them from time to time. I didn't care what they did with them. They tasted good, I thought. Yeah, I'm watching Mrs. Moore over there. She's eating more than her share of them, I promise you. Call of Duty. Here you are killing people. Hang on there. BioShock, Borderlands, XCOM, Battlefield, Assassin's Creed. Folks, an assassin is somebody who is paid to go kill somebody. A bounty hunter. This is what we call a game. They want to take our freedom away to protect ourselves from the creeps that watch this stuff and play this stuff. The problem isn't the gun. It's what the kids are doing for fun. Everybody doing all right? You think you're mad now? Hang on. It's not. And by the way, they call that freedom of expression. Artistic expression. That's not what our founding fathers meant. That is not what our founding fathers meant. I hate to say this. I said it to Brother Taylor last week. But if you go back to Adolf Hitler in the 1928, 1929, 1930, and 1933 era, the freedoms in America have been taken away exactly the way Adolf Hitler did against Nazi Germany. We are following the pattern of Adolf Hitler today. The very thing our men, your mamas and daddies and grandpas and grandmas went to Europe to fight against, we now are doing here in America. The very things. The Bible says that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Perilous. What does the word perilous mean? It means times of weakness. It means times of disillusionment. Times of danger. Does that not sound like today? We live in a weak-kneed, sissy-britches country. I'm about to make some statements here that hopefully will shock you. America averages almost 20,000 murders a year on our soil. 20,000 people a year are murdered in America. That is five times the amount of people that were killed, American soldiers, in the Iraqi war in 11 years. At that rate, it would take 55 years to kill as many soldiers as we murder in America. 20,000 people murdered, listen to this, is half the number of soldiers that were killed in the Vietnam War. 2 years in America, we murder as many soldiers that were killed in the entire Vietnam War. We are living in perilous times. Freedom does not mean, by the way, drug addiction and gambling addiction, to the point where you're afraid to even leave your house or your car unlocked or go anywhere without somebody robbing you blind. Freedom does not mean exposure. Those of you that remember the 70s and the 60s, you had people that would take all their clothes off. Streakers. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Okay. That was freedom of expression. They would expose themselves as freedom. That's not freedom. It's perversion. Our world has lost its privacy. You know, it used to be that Americans were private. We used to look forward to going to the mailbox. Now, it's a chore that we do regretfully, if we even do it. Now, we used to look forward to a phone call. Now, you walk into the average public washroom without 14 people talking on telephone while they're going to the washroom. Back in my day, they used to make movies about people that would talk and you could see the person you were talking to. You know, I remember there used to be and I never watched sci-fi. There's a reason I don't watch sci-fi. I'm not telling you it's sinful, but it's sinful for me. I can't stand the evil that goes on with it. But when I was a kid, they used to have a show, and I honestly never did see it. It was called Space 1999. Yeah, that was a long time ago, amen. We look at things differently now. Now you have FaceTime. The average iPhone user can hit a button and you can look at the person that you're talking to and they can see you as you talk to them. When I was a kid, that was something you saw in the movies and thought, boy, that'll never happen. Now you have, Dick Tracy. Now you've got Skype and everything else. There's no privacy anymore. You say, well, is it sinful for me to do that? It's not sinful, but I'm telling you something. It's part of the degradation of our society today. Now, hang on. I will tell you, we're overexposing our personal lives around the world. We really are. The more we expose our personal lives, the less freedom we have. There is an enemy who has been creeping in to our homes. 2 Timothy 3:6, the Bible says, "For of this sort are they which creep into," and I want you to notice the next word, "houses." Ooh. Creep into houses. The creeper has gotten in and held our privacy and freedoms hostage. The word captive, very interesting word. It means prisoner of war. You look it up in any Greek lexicon, any Greek dictionary, that word literally translated means prisoner of war. Now hang in there, we're going somewhere. This war has been going on, and we Christians have failed to even show up for the battle. I've worked this next 60 seconds very carefully. Mature people, listen very carefully. We are like King David, about to lose our morality because when we are to be battling, we're not even at the battlefield. We think we can stay behind and not have any problems, but Bathsheba is there to tempt us. Thus creeps into the life of King David a fall that he never totally recovered from. I'm not angry, upset, or even disappointed. I'm a man of God who wants to warn you about a Bathsheba who is creeping into your homes. And many of you have already been taken POW by it. It is a sign of the last days. We don't have to yield to its influence. I want to expose the creeper. It's not somebody looking through your window. Technology is a tool that is to be used, but it does not have to become a way of life. Did you catch that? I know that thing's buzzing. Don't worry about it. We won't blow up yet. In the state of Virginia, in the state of California, right now, every 5-year-old that leaves for kindergarten is handed an iPad. They do all of their schoolwork on their iPad. When they show up to school, their teacher brings it up. It scans the work that they did, and they go on. They will carry that with them all the way through their schooling. That is the plan. Say, oh, that's cool. That's government regulation. That's an invasion of privacy. Let me ask you a question. How many of you have an iPhone? Okay? Or a smartphone? Most everybody in here. I don't have mine on me. You know with your smartphone, if you lose it, you can have somebody call and you can give them your number and it'll tell you the exact location of where you are. What makes you think somebody else can't get that information? It's out there. Folks, we haven't shown up to the battle. Do you ever wonder how, when you talk into your iPhone, I need to know where such and such address is, it pulls it up on your screen exactly where you are and how to get there. Oh, that's all done by satellite. Yeah, and it's also observable by many agencies in our government today, as we are finding out. I'm not saying those things are sinful, just so you know. But I want you to realize how subtle the creeper comes in and takes your privacy away. The big thing in the news in the last couple of weeks. Oh, we want the auto industry to design cars that will talk to each other and will reduce the amount of accidents and problems we have on the roads. That's called government regulation. I hate to disappoint you. Oh, that would be cool. That bothers me. That bothers me. If you have, and by the way, that's why they have gone away from the analog system, and you almost virtually have to have a smartphone to this day, because they want to be able to track wherever you are. Now, I do not believe that every person in government is evil, bad, and trying to take your freedom away, and they're Nazis ready to destroy you. I oppose that philosophy, but I do know we're headed that way. Some of you see the weather reports and the weather cams and the traffic cams. Folks, they can do more than just look at what the traffic looks like. They know exactly whose car went through there. They can scope down and zoom down onto every one of your license plates and know where you are just about at all times. Everybody doing okay? We're losing our freedoms. I'll be honest with you. I was mortified at the Boston bombings. I think those creeps need hung up in Boston Central Square and let people take a shot at them anytime they wanted to till they were dead and burning in hell. Quick justice, amen? I'll tell you what bothered me. They remanded people to their homes, and the police department bombarded people's homes, and that's exactly against the Constitution of the United States, no searches and seizures without a warrant. They went house to house and were forced to open their homes. If they didn't, many were taken to jail over it. Well, it was for the protection of the people. It's amazing how much we lose our freedom over the protection of the people. I make a joke about it. I'm against the seatbelt law. I do it. I obey it every time. But the United States government has no business telling me I have to wear a seatbelt. None. My not wearing a seatbelt, Brother Harry, does not affect your freedom at all, does it? That is a violation of the Constitution of the United States of America, just so you know. Now, I obey it because it's a law. But I'll be honest with you, I don't like it. Not because I don't like the seatbelt. I don't like the fact that the government tells me I have to. Everybody doing okay? The creeper has come to take over our country. Put your steel-toed boots on. Here it comes. Social networking is dangerous. Period. Exclamation point. It is not as safe as you want to believe. Now, you may not agree with me. That's okay. I'm not telling you if you have Facebook or what's some of the other ones, yeah, any of them, that you're a sinful, god-awful, God-hating Christian. I'm not saying that. But I am going to tell you something. Some of you have let the creeper into your life. Anytime you put anything on social networking, it's not like a text. It's not even like an email. There are people all over this world who have access to everything you put on there. And you may not believe this. Do the study. You'll find out I'm right. Some of you in other countries, your children are turned into pornography. They take the face off of your child because of a picture you posted on your Facebook account. Take that picture, digitally alter it, and turn it into kiddie porn, and it's all over the world. Well, I'm just shooting it to my family and my friends. If it's on there, everybody in the world has access to it. It is not safe. Well, I didn't like them as a friend, so I didn't do that. There are ways around it. And it's not as hard as you think. Everybody doing okay? Things like Pinterest. And again, I'm not preaching against any one website, just so you know. But there are those of you on here, I do not have a Facebook account. I don't have a Twitter account. I don't have Pinterest. I don't have any of that. I had a man help me for a few moments with Pinterest, not even as a member of Pinterest. I just clicked on some names of people in our church. You can hover over it without even being in an account member, and linked up to where you're at are pictures of nakedness, alcohol, and immorality on the same account. Say, well, I never see that. You don't have to. That's the way it comes up elsewhere. It will link you to things that you have no idea. Well, I can control who my friends are, but you can't control who their friends are. And everything you're a friend with them, they're going to be linked up with somebody who eventually will have access to things to get things out of there that should not be there. I'm just telling you, we've allowed it to creep into our lives, folks. Some of you are letting your children, your teenagers, on this stuff, and it is going to destroy their life. Again, David brought Bathsheba home when he was supposed to be at war. What's going on at home? David ruined his home and countless others by what he let into his house, and the creeper got him. Now, I've got to hurry. I've got just a few minutes to preach an entire sermon to you. Here we go. Number one, the character of today that allows the creeper. The Bible says it is a day where people were selfish. Did you ever notice our country, our people are selfish? Christians are selfish. Well, if it doesn't benefit me, why should I do it? The Bible talks about people that are covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers. Sound like America today? They want to get rid of "In God We Trust." Truce breakers. Boy, if that's not America today. People can't even keep their word. They won't show up on time. The average employer ought to be firing people and hiring people that are unemployed who will show up to work on time. I'm not afraid to say this to my church. Show up on time to work. Show up on time to where you're supposed to be. Why don't you be honest for once and not be a truce breaker? The Bible says they were incontinent. The word incontinent means powerless or having no self-control. Boy, if that's not America. Did you ever see the average child in the store today? They don't get what they want, so what happens? The whole store knows they didn't get what they wanted. That would have happened to me once. There was no second chance on that one. Whew. My dad would have jerked me up and tore me up right then. Say, well, they would have called the welfare on him. He'd have given me away at that point in time. He didn't care. You say, you really believe that? When he gets back from Florida, you can ask him. I'm 46, almost 47 years old, and still believe it that way, amen? I was riding on an airplane one time. This kid was just going crazy, screaming. Nobody could do anything. I was on like one of these 3 or 4 hour flights. I looked at the lady and said, ma'am, I could help you with that. She said, oh, it's okay. About 20 minutes later, she had all she could take. She said, the offer still good? I said, yep. Say, what'd you do? I got up. I leaned over her. I looked at the little kid and went, yeah! And like that, I said, don't you move. I said, this whole plane is sick and tired of you. Now you sit there and obey. I said, what'd you do? I sat back down. Whole plane, yeah! You know, I'm not kidding. I said, ma'am, I said, don't baby him right now. She looked at me. I said, you just let me take care of it. I just kept watching him. About 5 minutes of that, he was fine. Say, what'd you do? After the flight, I walked over to him. I said, you did a good job. You just proved you can obey. I said, you better obey like that all the time for your mama. I said, how dare you disobey your mama like that? I said, you have it in you to make it. She said, sir, where do you live? I said, not where you do, that's for sure. Now, wait a minute. The Bible says that They were heady. That word heady does not mean strung out on drugs. It means rash or moved by emotion. If that is not America today. America lives by emotion. Next, the immorality of the day that allows the creeper. The immorality. Listen to this statement. The Bible says disobedient to parents. Young people, if you live in a state of disobedience, the Bible calls that immoral. Just like fornication or adultery is immoral, God looks at continual disobedience to parents as immoral. God said that those that are rebellious against their parents should be put to death like a witch. Everybody doing okay? Disobedience to parents is taught in our schools, though. It's taught by Hollywood. For the last 40 years, Hollywood's been trying to propose any strong man as some bumbling idiot, and the wife has to run everything. Unthankful. The Bible talks about this generation being unthankful. It talks about them being sodomites. By the way, it's not funny even if it's on television. Makes me want to puke. Sorry, regurgitate. Barf. Hurl. I don't care what you call it. Might as well just say it. False accusers. Lack of justice. You want justice as long as it benefits you. But how about justice whether it's going to benefit you or not? Why don't we just fight for justice and not worry about whether it benefits us or not? False accusers. By the way, that's the news media. You can crucify me all you want. But our president screwed up royally on the Trayvon Martin case. We have no idea what all took place. But for him to get up before the trial and even remotely say that it should go a certain way, that is unjust. It's amazing how something can happen and the entire news media knows what happened and none of the facts have ever come out yet. Lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God. I'm going to make a statement here. It's time for adults to grow up. I'm for playing. But if you play more than you work, something's wrong. Men, if you're married, if you're playing, make sure you're playing with your family, not by yourself. If the purpose is just to play so you can have fun, time to grow up. Boy, am I going to get in trouble. America's society wants more days off than they want days on. I joked with my wife. We were driving to church tonight. It was just starting to snow. I said, I wonder if they called school off tomorrow. I understand safety issues, but America's wimpy. Well, I stepped out on the sidewalk and my foot slipped. No kidding, that's what snow and ice are. I know churches that shut down because they wanted on Super Bowl Sunday because they wanted to see the Super Bowl. And by the way, why don't they get honest and shut down the other 51 weeks a year too? Lovers of pleasure, that means having more drama in church and not preaching. Let's have more cantatas and less preaching. Let's present the Bible in drama. I'm about to barf again. They appear to be godly, but don't have God's power. I love what that man said Wednesday night when he walked out and shook my hand and said, Reverend, this is what churches used to be like. I took that as a compliment. Lastly, the creeper uses diverse lusts to get us led away. The word lust is not always a bad word. The word lust means strong desire. Now, we always associate it with one thing. But do you know I lust to have the power of God on my life? Say, are you immoral? No. I have a strong desire to have God's power and the Holy Spirit control my life. Everybody understand that? The Bible says in that day that they will be led away with diverse lusts, multifaceted, in every direction at the same time. Sounds like the internet to me. Not everyone has the same desires. I like steak. But I like my steak run over a match on both sides and then throw it on the plate. That thing needs to wiggle just a little bit in the middle. Yeah, buddy. Knock it in the horns, cut it off, run it over the match a couple times, and flop her on the plate. Now, Brother Taylor doesn't like it that way. Brother Mark doesn't like it that way. They like it like that shoe leather right there. They want it dry, tough, worthless. I'd rather eat the tongue of my shoe than eat something like that. You say, neither one of you are right. I like it somewhere in between. All right. That means we all have different desires, right? We all have different desires. Listen to this. Do you know that new technology, they say, is there to improve education? And why are we graduating less than 60% of the students that start in kindergarten? You know that in what they call the new Common Core curriculum that the United States government is pushing as a federal curriculum for education in America, Abraham Lincoln is listed as a liberal. He's listed as a God-hating liberal in religion. Just so you know. It's amazing. If I pulled a book off of my shelf from the 1800s and made you read it, half of you couldn't understand what's on the pages. And that was written before there ever was anything invented called the internet. Some of the greatest literature written and some of the greatest minds didn't even have electric lights. And they had one-room schoolhouses. Most of them, by the age of 12 or 13, were done going to school and started going to college. Everybody doing okay? Now, if you give a kid more than 10 minutes of homework, oh, it's too hard. Lord have mercy. Abraham Lincoln walked 5 miles each way just to get a book to study. By the way, make this statement, education is not bad. But we've allowed education to become a creeper in America to where it has become God. And education, apart from that book right there, is not education. When you take God out of the equation, you take all truth out of the equation. Thus, you have the new math. If a child can render that 3 plus 3 equals 7, and they can prove to the teacher that how they got to that, guess what? The teacher must accept it. Well, how can that be? When you take the truth away, there is no truth. By the way, I made a statement earlier that we are where Nazi Germany was in the late 20s and early 30s. The premise of Marxism, socialism, communism is this. There are no absolutes. Take away all absolutes. That's why our government hates Christianity. Because that book is absolute. You go do the research. By the way, when you do, put the New Deal from FDR up against the Communist Manifesto and find out how closely related it is. Our president today says he wants to expand the middle class. Do you know how he's going to expand the middle class? By taking away from the upper 2% and giving to the lower 10%. He's not for expanding the middle class. He's for creating one class. That is communism. That is socialism. FDR said we have no true equality according to the Constitution until we have economic equality, and the economics had nothing to do with the Constitution of the United States of America. Nothing to do with it. Never in my life did I ever think that America would think that socialism is a good idea. But all across the public campuses of our high schools and our colleges across America, socialism is taught as the way that we should go. Capitalism is a bad thing. I'm going to go back to the social networking. Many of you are losing your freedoms. You can't go to the store. You can't go to the bathroom. You can't go to church without telling somebody on Facebook, okay, I'm leaving now. Just so you know, some of you are going to have your homes robbed because there are people that watch that to know what your patterns are, and you tell them when you're leaving where your house will be empty so that they can come in and rob you blind. Well, I need to let so-and-so know I'm not going to be here. Why? Do you know if your phone rings, you don't have to answer it? Do you know that if I don't respond to your text in 5 seconds, you don't have to resend it just to make sure? There's times I'm so busy I can't respond to you right away. Everybody doing okay? Man, I'm having fun. Thank God I'm free, free, free from the creeper. I'm going to make somebody mad tonight. Don't get too mad at me. This thing about being able to take care of the security system in your home with your phone, just so you know, others can too. It's not that secure. Oh, this is cool, man. I can unlock my house. I can put the garage door down. I can set the security system. I can check the cameras. And just guess what? So can somebody else. As you're doing it, they are doing it with you. I'm just letting you know, we've allowed it to creep into our lives. I am not against technology. I have an iPad. I have an iPhone. Now, I don't use them like most of you think I would. They're a tool. And I thank God for those tools. I really do. It does save me a lot of work from time to time. But I use it as a tool, not a way of life. Let me ask you a question. Log the hours you spend on Facebook and social networking. And then tell me how many hours you put in soul winning. Which one do you think God would bless more? Everybody doing okay? How many hours do you spend on Facebook? And then tell me how many hours you have your face in that book. How many hours you put in social networking? And tell me how many hours you spend in social time with God in prayer. I made a promise to God years ago before I, when I left for Bible college, I would not read anything until I read that book every day. I promise you, I spend 10 times as much in that book as anything else total in the world. I promise you. By the way, I'm happy. How about you? I'm not freaked out, weirded out, and worried about what's going to happen next. He said, how much of the news do you believe? The time and the date. And sometimes I wonder about that. I've been around the press long enough to know I don't trust any of that crowd. And we take what they say as the gospel truth. We know everything, what's going on and what's bad in Russia with the Olympics right now. Folks, you don't know. You're not there. How about justice? I know enough about our press. I don't believe three-fourths of what I hear. They have a hard time printing an obituary, right? Let alone anything else. The Bible talks about that we were led astray by diverse lusts and that it crept into our houses. Let me ask you a question. Has the creeper got you? Have you even showed up for the battle? Or did you give in like David did with Bathsheba? Every head bowed, every eye closed. In the last days, perilous times shall come. Perilous times shall come. We're living there. We're addicted to it. We're literally addicted to it.